Happy Friday and welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. On today's show, will the surging Colts end the Cowboys' five-game winning streak? Plus, Eric Dickerson says the Chargers are peaking at the perfect time following their win against the Chiefs. And why did LeBron wilt down the stretch in the Lakers' loss to the Rockets? Skip Shannon, let's get to it. The Cowboys,
They're
on a five-game winning streak, but they're still a three-point underdog on the road against the Colts Sunday on Fox. Skip's guy, Dak Prescott, is leading the NFC in passing yards over the last five games.
Uh-huh.
The Colts are also hot, winning six out of their last seven. Shannon, simple, who wins Sunday?
Indy was a great town. I like Indy.
Have some guts.
I always wanted to go to the Indy 500.
Yep.
I've been to it
many times. Go ahead.
One of my favorite restaurants is in Indy.
Mm-hmm.
Country Kitchen.
Oh, not that one.
No, I don't, y'all bougie. Mm-hmm. I go there, get me some good old ox.
Bougie. St. Elmo's is like as old school as you can get.
They bougie. Now I can't eat that. Mm-hmm. Are you going to get that shrimp cocktail?
I'm sorry, but this is bougie.
No.
So I don't think you can.
But that's
really
my favorite restaurant,
that.
Country Kitchen. Now send me some of that on lemonade. Skip, the Colts are going to win because Andrew Luck, if Drew Brees was not playing out of his mind, if Patrick Mahomes was not playing out of his mind, Andrew Luck would be getting real MVP consideration.
He's the runaway comeback player.
Runaway.
Okay.
Runaway.
Yep.
He has eight games in which he's thrown at least three touchdowns or more. Eight of those games.
Yep.
And considering where they started and considering to where they are now, it's all because of him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they do a great job of protecting Andrew Luck, and I think that's one of the things that led to some of those injuries, Skip, is that he got beat up early in his first three or four years.
Okay.
So now they do a great job of protecting him. In 13 games, he's only been sacked six times. Ebron has found life. Now you're starting to see why. Okay, now I see why the Lions took him with the 10th overall pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
They never got the kind of production from him that he's delivering in Indy. T.Y. Hilton is having another Pro Bowl year. Mac runs the football well. But you know, Skip, since week seven, the number one scoring defense in all of football resides up in Indy.
I know that.
Yeah. But
you like that?
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Okay.
But here's the thing, Indy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to get off to a flying start.
Mm.
This is what I didn't know. The Cowboys have only given up 14 fourth quarter points.
Mm.
In the last six games, they've given up none.
Mm.
The next closest to first quarter points is 38.
Mm.
So in other words, the Cowboys, what they do, they stifle you. And then they get to play on their turn.
Mm.
We run it when we want to, as much as we want to. We throw it when we want to. We don't let you dictate anything.
Mm. So it sounds like you were about to pick Indy, and then you just talked yourself right out of
it. I wish I might.
Oh.
Not when I got old Andrew Luck, who should be comeback player of the year. He will be.
Yep.
And he's going to probably finish third in the MVP voting, which he should. So with that being said, I got the Colts.
You got the Colts?
27-24.
Really?
Yeah.
You're giving my team 24 with that quarterback who can't throw a lick?
You know what, Skip, man? See, you always doing that. Why you just can't let me
beat? You told me he can't throw a lick.
Skip, the man had
455 yards passing, but he cannot throw. Inaccurate, holds the ball. Go ahead.
There's some concern. Zeke, last four games, 32 touches. Now.
Didn't practice the other day.
I mean, it's good. You know what, Skip, it's different now. And sometimes we have to evaluate the touches because what used to happen, guys used to play in the preseason. These guys today, they don't play at all in the preseason. So they do save their body. But I mean, Zeke went from 22 touches a game to 32 touches a game.
Yep.
There's no coincidence. They also started to pick up, and it was also the addition of Amari Cooper. So those are some things that deserve monitoring. But given what I've seen from the Colts, they just went and beat the hottest team in football on the road in their building, the Houston Texans. And so Andrew Luck is playing phenomenal.
Yep.
27-24, I feel good about my pick.
Do you?
Feel real good.
I'm happy for your pick because you're mostly wrong about my Cowboys, so I feel real good about what I'm about to say. But before I say it, allow me to say this. This is the weirdest Cowboy mid-December sort of matchup of magnitude I can ever remember because It's just too weird against the Indianapolis Colts. When the Cowboys have a game of this magnitude in mid-December, it needs to be against the Washington Redskins, the New York football Giants.
These teams never play.
Or the 49ers, or the Packers, or maybe the old AFC rivals, the Steelers, or the Raiders of old. The Raiders, not these Raiders.
Right.
That's magnitude. Huh. That's where, you know, because I don't feel a lot of buzz about this game because it's the Cowboys versus
Indy.
The Colts? Where did that come from, right?
They never play each other.
They haven't much, and there's no bad blood because there's just no blood at all, right?
Right.
So I will remind everybody, they did play in mid-December. It's actually December 21st back in 2014, but nobody really remembers because the Colts didn't really need the game. They were heading toward the Deflategate AFC Championship game at Foxborough, and my Cowboys, featuring Tony Romo and DeMarco Murray, were heading toward winning the division. But Dallas needed the game. This one was at Dallas, and it was 42-7 Cowboys. And Andrew, as I used to call him, Andrew Locke, as in Locke, first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's back on that
is
trajectory.
He? I don't think he is. But that day, he threw two interceptions and threw for a grand total of 109 yards and had a QBR of 8 on a scale of 0 to 100. One of his most pathetic games of his career. Dallas rolled, but again, on need of the game, on the stakes of the game, there weren't really any stakes for Indianapolis. So I'm going to give you that one, but that's the last time that they played that had any magnitude to it at all, which brings us to December 16th, this Sunday, in the early game at Indy, in the house that Peyton built, Lucas Oil Stadium.
Right.
Okay. And again, Andrew Locke, you say he's back to being Locke first ballot Hall of Famer.
I said he's on that trajectory.
You know, and he's obviously a Locke comeback player of the year. And you talked about how good the Colts defense has been over the last seven games. But I'm, in all objectivity, still shocked that this has remained Indy by 3. They are a 3-point favorite here because, you know why? My Cowboys are a little better on both sides of the ball than the Indianapolis Colts. And I give you all that, and Luck's been
but
hot.
But your quarterback's not.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Oh, come
that's
on.
What the Vegas see. Vegas is not about being fandom because they can't afford to put their money on the line because, oh, I like the Cowboys. Yep.
So let's think about this. The Dallas Cowboys have the NFL's leading rusher, and they have the NFL's hottest receiver and leading receiver over the six games Amari Cooper has played with the Dallas Cowboys.
What about your quarterback?
642
What about your
yards.
Quarterback?
I'm still going. It's my turn. Cowboys have the number two scoring defense in all football, and it's just barely. The Ravens are still clinging to the lead. They've given up 18.9 points a game. Dallas has to 18.5 for the Ravens.
Well, you'd be solidly in second place after this game.
I do not think that's true. That is true. And guess what? The Dak attack leads the NFL in time of possession, that key stat, because my quarterback can just flat out drive the football. You want 16 plays, 85 yards? I got it for you. I'll have two or three of those a game to just salt away time of possession and keep Andrew Luck on the sideline.
Why you want to keep him on the sideline if he ain't any good?
He's unstoppable.
No, he's not any good. You got the best defense. You keep over there bumping your gums about how good your D is.
By the way, my quarterback just makes plays because despite his mistakes last week against the Philadelphia Eagles in the fourth quarter and overtime, he went 17 of 20 for 243. Three touchdowns and no interceptions.
You just went Phillip Rivers for that horrible play he did in the first half.
Well, Phillip didn't put up those numbers late.
He just beat the number one team on the road after being down by 14.
So help me out. What did my defense do to Drew Brees when he was riding the highest any quarterback has ever ridden statistically when he came to Jerry World that night?
You guys won, Skip.
Yeah, what was the score?
13-10.
13-10. Drew Brees?
Think about this.
He went 3 of 12 on third down?
Think about
really?
This. As great as your team is playing, let this sink in for just a second.
Wow.
Dak Prescott threw for 455 yards. Mm-hmm. Zeke Elliott ran for 128 yards. Mm-hmm. Amari Cooper caught for 217 and three touchdowns.
Yep.
And you needed overtime to win the game.
Mm.
Let that sink in. As great as you played, you had almost 600 yards, and you needed overtime.
Who got
Andrew Luck, go put you over his knee and bust you.
who got to eat at your restaurant that night?
I closed my restaurant.
You closed it? Because yeah. You do not serve Dallas Cowboys.
I do not.
Yep. That's what I thought. Yeah.
So if you come in there with a cowboy hat or Make America Great hat, you get no service.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. I don't blame you for that one.
But so, I'm definitely not Cowboys.
So help me out. What happened to Andrew Locke, as in Locke?
Skip, stop it.
Wait. What happened to him just 2 weeks ago when he went to Jacksonville? Help me out. What happened?
He lost.
What was the score of that game?
The score was 6-0.
6-0? Wait, Andrew Luck scored no points at Jacksonville? And Jacksonville's been hit and miss all year on defense, right?
Yeah.
I mean, do you know what? Wait. Do you remember what Dallas did to the Jacksonville defense? They scored 24 in the first half on their way to 40. And Andrew Luck scored none. He scored none.
Skip, why you do that?
Wait, what did I do? I think I just closed the case. Do you want to switch?
No. What you do is that you see what that team did to this team.
Oh.
So if that team did that to that team, and we beat that team, so therefore, I guess you guys are going to beat Andrew Luck 64-0.
I don't know if it'll be that bad, but it'll be. I feel really good about Dallas winning this
game. I'm tired of you. You know what? I'm tired of you.
Yeah.
Put a do on it.
Just one case? I told
put
you.
Put two cases.
Okay, I told you. You give me 3 points.
No. Hold on.
What does Vegas say? You said Vegas is right because they know I don't have a quarterback.
Hold on.
I'll take the three.
No, Skip.
I will take the three right now for two cases.
Hold on. Hold on. Yes. Hold on. Time out. You just talked about, my quarterback. We lead the NFL in time of possession, and my quarterback, he get two of those drives of 80-10.
Now, I'm just overly defending my quarterback because I'm not objective.
Hold on. And now you got the league's number one rusher.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just points, just 18.9 to 18.2.
Well, you've got the comeback player of the year and the hottest defense in pro football over the last 7 games. You just told me
that. I just named one reason. Well, I thought you gave me 15. Why you guys are going to win?
Two cases, 3 points.
No points.
Why not?
Straight up.
I'll do one case straight up.
Come on, Skip. You know?
Come on, Shannon.
You're trying to get over. No. Huh? You know what? You know what, Skip?
This is easy.
See, I've allowed you to make my negotiating skill. Because, mm-hmm. See, here's the thing. At some point in time, you have to learn how to walk away from a deal. Or if you don't learn how to walk away from a deal, you're trying to set the hours in which I'm going to have to work. So you know what? I'm turning it down. No, I won't. Nothing.
You've got Andrew Luck at home?
Come on. I don't care. I don't want it.
Think about this. Andrew Luck versus Dak Prescott.
It's not Andrew Luck versus Dak Prescott. Well, it's the Indianapolis Colts versus the Dallas Cowboys.
We've got a couple more hours.
I've got Dak Prescott 24, Andrew Luck 20, and I feel real good about it.
And you don't feel that good, you're going to put no do on it. Put two cases on it.
Give me 3 points for two cases. Oh, I'll do one case straight up.
I don't know
if we're ever going to.
Well, you can get one back.
You know what? I'm paying my debt off. I'm bringing 10 cases in on Monday, and I'm done. Just wiping the debt.
That is not how this works.
No, well, I don't want this to end.
You can buy early.
No.
Yeah, you can.
I'm not going to let you buy your way out of it. You lost.
And, I did.
And you're teetering on losing up to 17 cases.
I'm buying 10 cases.
Yeah.
I'm coming in here. I'm bringing a pallet, and I'm putting 10 cases right there.
The truth is, I don't need any more cases to do on this game because there are really 6 cases riding on this game.
I'm bringing 10 cases and we'll be clear.
Nope.
The debt be settled.
You cannot do that.
Look here, our student loans. You could take the 10 cases or you don't get paid.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to help you carry those cases.
You know, student loans, Skip, you know how that works? Now, you could take the little $20 a month that I owe on $100,000 or you get nothing. Now, what you want? You want 10 cases or no 17?
Do you think a loan shark would say, I'll let you pay me half and walk away?
IRS, you hear Skip, he's a loan shark.
Yeah.
IRS, you hear that?
Yeah, this is how you get a leg broken, right?
If they reach an agreement on this, maybe they'll bet on our next discussion.
Yeah, you heard that.
I did hear the threat, but we're going to break. No mercy.
Hey guys, Jenny Taft here. More of the Undisputed Podcast is on the way, but first, a quick word from one of our sponsors. Send the holiday gift that families across America have loved for over 100 years. Omaha Steaks, the perfect gift for families that love premium quality steaks, hamburgers, pork chops, and much more. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited time offer to Undisputed listeners when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter code JINGLE into the search bar. You will get 74% off the Omaha Steaks family gift package. Originally $195, now only $49.99. Order now and you'll get 4 hand-cut aged to tenderness top sirloin steaks, 2 savory premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 snappy kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made from scratch caramel apple tartlets, plus get 4 more burgers for free. Again, get this limited time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type jingle into the search bar, and add the family gift package to your cart. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type jingle into the search bar to send the Omaha Steaks family gift package today. All right, get to eating. Now back to the show. No
mercy. The Chargers won a thriller over the Chiefs last night, and we are joined by FS1 NFL analyst Eric Dickerson. Wow. Eric, good to see you.
Thank you. Good seeing you, too. I'm still a Rambassador.
I was going to say, I'm curious your take on this one, and I want to ask you if the Chargers are now the team to beat in the AFC.
You know, I said this many weeks ago, watch this Chargers football team, and teams peak at the right time. To me, the Chargers are peaking right now at the right time. They've won 10 out of the last 11 games. They should have not lost to the Broncos. They gave them that game. That was a game that was their game. I think that will possibly come back to haunt them. But this team is playing so good. The only thing that concerns me with the Chargers is Phillip Rivers most definitely is a Hall of Fame quarterback. But he has a tendency to throw those interceptions at the wrong time. The Chargers should have won this game by at least 14 points. I really believe that. They're playing very good on defense. I mean, they and one thing you think about the Chargers, they're playing with a lot of, in a sense, backups at times because their team is not a healthy team. They got Melvin Gordon out. They just got Joey Bosa back. You know, a guy who I really like is Derwin James. I like him. You know, Casey Hayward, I like him. I mean, they got some young players, Melvin Ingram. They've got some guys on that team that can play football. So right now, is this the best team in the AFC? I really believe that. They went down and beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh. At home, came back, Pittsburgh gave up this big lead. Also, they went and beat Kansas City in Kansas City. Something I got to say, even my Rams haven't done. We haven't beat the teams we should have beat on the road. So, to me, I think this is the best team in the AFC.
Oh, of course. Mm. So, who called it? Oh, he laughed at me.
I did not laugh at you.
No, he didn't. At the start of the season, 0-2, he did. You want to back out of that? No, I was
saying. Some dew on that?
Yeah. No, he ain't got no dew. We ain't got no dew. We going to have some, though. Mm. Yes, I do believe there because I believe they're the most complete team, especially if they get Melvin Gordon back and he can come back healthy. Mm. Because he can run the football. Those big receivers, they go 6'4", 6'4", 6'3". Antonio Gates is not the same guy. Skip. He can't play 65 plays and dominate the game. But you see those third down catches he came up with last night?
Looks a little heavy to me.
Just a little.
I was like, who is that?
As long as he can catch.
Yeah, oh, he can.
As long as he can catch that bread basket.
Hey, he'll get that bread basket. He like an old criminal. He might steal something, but he ain't going to get you far. Oh, they go down the road right there. But anyway, I do believe they're the most complete team in all the AFC, Skip. They do play defense. Melvin Ingram, Joey Bosa, so it's hard to slide the line. They got good interior push. Hmm. And I've always felt, Skip, once Kansas City lost Kareem Hunt, when Kareem Hunt left, he was the third leading rusher in all of football. He made this team more vulnerable because now they can't run out the clock. These other, and you look at it last night, and see, it got flawed early on because they met when he left, I think the first game, Pat Mahomes had like 70 yards rushing. And that went into the total. Like, well, see, they ain't even missing. They had 150 yards rushing. You can't count on your quarterback to give you 70 yards rushing every game like you could count on Kareem Hunt giving you 80 to 100 yards rushing. Hmm. So I thought that made them very vulnerable. But with Phillip Rivers and this receiving core and the way they can play defense, you go to Pittsburgh and you fall down 16 and you win. Hmm. You go to Kansas City, you fall down 14 and you win. Hmm. That gives you the ultimate confidence. I still believe they win out, Skip. They'd be 13-3. They're going to be a wild card. Mm. But there's not a venue that they can't go to and win.
Mm. Interesting. Mm. Mr. Dickerson, you being the Rambassador, I got this schedule here, the Chargers. Is this wrong about September? Is that a misprint? September 23rd, Los Angeles Rams. Right. Loss? Yeah, yeah. That's a loss?
That's a loss, right?
35-23. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. The Rams beat the Chargers. Beat them. Beat them down, right?
Oh, they beat them down. They beat them down.
Beat them down. So, you have made a very good pick, but it ain't over until it's over, and I'm not sure it's over just yet. I do believe it's over for the Chiefs because there's something about Andy Reid teams. They fade. The colder it gets, the colder they get. There's something about a lack of physicality. There's something about all offense and no defense. Andy is a play caller. He's not. There's no defense in his DNA, right? Mm-hmm. And he likes to throw the football, and he likes to pretty throw it. Mm-hmm. He likes to out scheme you, outwit you, outsmart you. And when it comes time to just pounding the rock, and remember last night they're up three times. They're up 14-0, 21-7, 28-14. You just at home. In December, you got to close that deal, right?
Yep, yep.
And you have to run the ball down somebody's throat, and they were not able to. Obviously, they don't have a Kareem Hunt, but I never considered him a power back. Like, right?
He's more power than you think. Skip, you know the turning point? Even though they went on to score, when Tyreek Hill dropped that touchdown, those are the type of plays that gut you.
They come back to home.
They gut you because that's a 55-yard bomb, and now all the momentum is taken out of it. Mm-hmm. But because he dropped it, they went on to score. They was like, hold on, we still here. We still here. It's something about giving up those long touchdowns, ED, on the road that just, oh, man.
You know, but the big thing is, and you said it, you know, and I said this earlier, I said, when they lost Kareem Hunt, you don't realize how big that is, not just for the team, mm-hmm. because you know when you play on a football team and you get to know a guy and he's part of your football team, he led to in an AFC, led to NFL in rushing last year. That's big. You're losing the NFL leading rusher, and he was having another great year.
Yeah.
You know the thing that made him so dangerous is not that he's quick. He's quick and he's fast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you're fast and he's a football player, not just a speedster.
More power than you think too.
He's a football player, and that when I said this team will not be the same, and I agree with you, Skip. I've said this from the beginning when they talk about the Chiefs. Say the Chiefs always start like this and they go, shh, they come, and they come back to the ground.
They come back.
Yeah, and my big thing is I feel like I think the Chargers will win their last two games. I think they will beat the Ravens, and I think they will go up in Denver and say, look, we're going to beat you like we should have beat you the first time. Mm-hmm. But the Seahawks are playing very good football. That's who the Chiefs have to play still. I think they will lose to the Kansas City Chiefs.
So do I.
But I think they will beat. I think you never know how the Raiders are gonna play. They play the Raiders last, and I think if they lose one game and the Chargers win out, the Chargers win the division.
Mm. No, the Chargers are the number one seed.
Yeah, they won the number one seed.
So that's the thing.
I think that's what's gonna
they
happen.
They would be the number one seed.
And you'd be home free.
I think that's what's gonna happen.
But you know what's what will hurt you when you get a lead? They got a lead last night, and I remember Ed, and I know you know this. You get into a 4-minute offense. You get two tight ends, you get two running backs, and you get a wide receiver. And you say, you know what? San Diego, you're not getting this ball back. Mm. When you get it back, it might be 5 seconds on the clock because we're going to run it out. Mm. You're not touching this ball. Mm. They couldn't do that last night. Mm. And they tried to, and on first down, first of all, they got the block in the back, so that set them behind the 8-ball. Now you go on first down, Skip, you get stopped in the backfield for -3. So now
you're Damian Williams, University of Oklahoma.
So now they know.
He got dismissed.
Guess what you
got to
do?
Program. It's okay.
You got to throw it. Yep.
You got to throw it.
San Diego know you got to throw it.
Yep.
Here come them rushers.
So here's what's going to happen. As Eric just said, Kansas City loses at Seattle, and I believe that your Denver Broncos will derail your Los Angeles Chargers in the final game. They already beat them once. It's a rivalry. Sure. They'll just think we got this. It'll be just like New England at Miami, where the Dolphins just think they're going to win that game somehow, some crazy way, and they pulled it off. And I think they're going to spoil the Chargers' season, and that could open the door for a team you just picked to win at Pittsburgh. And that team is quarterbacked by the greatest quarterback ever, and I don't think they're going to win at Pittsburgh. But if you were right, and you've been right about the Chargers, if you're right now about New England winning at Pittsburgh, New England's going to vault right back into that number one seed. And then you better look out.
AFC.
Right?
AFC West team will be the number one seed in the AFC.
Well, you better win out.
I think they will win out. I mean, I just don't see them going down to Denver and losing. That game, you know how it is. You look on the scale like, man, we should have beat them. We
had 400 yards passing.
Exactly. How we lose to them? You saw Melvin Ingram on the side after the game. He threw his helmet. I'm like, man, we don't lose these games.
They lost at home.
I know.
And it happens.
And I think the thing is, they're going to go up to Denver and say, you know what, we're going to put a beating on y'all.
Really?
That's the last game of the season. Y'all ain't going nowhere. Yep. You know, we're going to beat y'all up real good. And when it comes to that, you're like, man, I don't want to get hurt.
Well, you know
man,
me.
I don't want to get hurt.
I was poor And if I couldn't go to the playoffs, I'm trying to keep you out.
That's it. That's
it. That's what's
going on. Hey, ED, I'm like, hey, okay. Hey, what you doing next week?
But
same thing I'm doing.
But check it out. Oh, you're trying to keep him out? But let me say, when that game, say you're down 21 nothing, and it's the first quarter, what you like? Like, man.
I ain't trying to get hurt. I want to go home.
No mercy.
Hey guys, Jenny Taft here. There is a buzzy gift on everyone's list this year. It's something they'll use twice every day, was featured on Oprah's O List, and it's perfect for everyone with a mouth. This it gift is Quip, an electric toothbrush designed to make brushing better. What makes Quip the ideal option? Well, Quip toothbrushes use sonic vibrations that are gentle enough for sensitive gums and teeth. They come with a built-in 2-minute timer. It pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when it's time to switch sides. Guys, I have it. It's really awesome. And my travel schedule is packed. And the last thing I want to do, I don't want to lug around a bulky electric toothbrush. So with the slim design and a travel-ready holder, my Quip makes it easy to keep my teeth looking and feeling their best no matter where I am. That's why I love Quip and why they have over 5,000 verified 5-star reviews. Quip looks like a big-ticket tech gift with a stocking stuffer price starting at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/undisputed right now, you can get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. But you don't have to tell your giftee that. That is your first refill pack free at getquip.com/undisputed. Now, back to the show.
No mercy. The Patriots are a small favorite on the road in Pittsburgh on Sunday. New England is coming off a tough loss last weekend, but it helps that Tom Brady has dominated the Steelers in his career, winning 11 out of 13, including the playoffs. Pittsburgh has lost 3 straight. Shannon, who wins on Sunday?
Pats. I'll always take the Pats over the Steelers. The Steelers have issues going on, and they're always going to find an excuse of why they didn't win the ball game instead of winning a ball game. Ben just has too much drama, and I just, as long as he's the vocal, he's the leader of a football team, I just think bad things normally happen. The Steelers are sacked the quarterback the second most in the NFL. Kansas City overtook them. They were number one coming into the week. Kansas City has overtaken them. But New England do a great job of protecting. I just believe that Brady will do a better job of protecting the football, putting his team in position to score points than what Ben and the Steelers would do. I do not trust, nor have I trusted, the Steelers' defense all year long. I think they're not as bad. Their secondary isn't quite as bad as Kansas City, but they're close. They're close.
Mm-hmm.
They do get after the quarterback, but the thing is, if they don't get there initially.
Mm-hmm.
They normally have, you know, and they don't do anything with Gronk. They still haven't found an answer how to deal with Gronk. Now Brady is having more and more confidence in Josh Gordon, so he'll go away from Gronk to find Josh. He'll go away from Edelman to find Josh Gordon. And so, and always he loves throwing to the running backs out of the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, I believe the Patriots will win this ball game and send the Steelers even more spiraling.
Mm.
But I just hope they have updated equipment so they can find out what's wrong with Ben when he comes out of the game and says, he's not feeling well.
Mm. Well, they're not at Oakland this time.
Yeah.
They're in Pittsburgh. So the public very much agrees with you, and the public is jumping back on that Patriots bandwagon with both feet because the Patriots opened as a 1-point favorite and has been bet all the way up to 2.5 points. That's significant. So the betting public is saying everything you just said times 10. And yet, you just said the magic word, the scariest word I have heard on the show, which is the word always. The Patriots always beat the Steelers.
They do.
Okay, they always do. And you're mostly right, but every time I hear that word always, it's just too easy. It's just too cut and dried. It's just a little too obvious because the Pittsburgh Steelers are not a bad football team. They're a troubled football team.
Yes. Okay.
They're a dysfunctional football team.
Yep.
I never really understand if the coach and the quarterback are on the same page or what. I don't know what's going on with them. But it sounds like James Conner is not going to be able to come back and play. He did not practice yesterday. So that's another big point in your favor.
Think they missed Le'Veon?
What's that?
Think they missed Le'Veon?
Well, they do if he can't go, obviously.
No?
Yeah.
Mm.
I think James Conner's pretty good. I don't think there's been any drop-off there. But if he's gone, they got big problems. So, for once, when it comes to Tom Brady, I'm going to speak with my head over my heart. As much as I love Tom Brady, and I still do, and I still believe he hasn't deteriorated at all, there's no erosion of his skill as he hits age 41, I do not trust Bill Belichick's
defense. Oh, man, you need to stop, Skip.
That what happened in Miami was a debacle, and I'm not sure they're going to be able to bounce right back from this one. This wasn't just an off game, a bad day at the office. This was an all-time final play collapse. And it's just hard to get through that because the man most responsible for the collapse was the genius head coach, the greatest coach ever, Bill Belichick. Well, it doesn't happen to the greatest coach ever. Not like that. Not with Gronk back there for a Hail Mary that would have to travel like 80 yards in the air. I don't know. I'm
well, he thought he was playing Kansas City and Mahomes was going to be throwing
it. He thought that. But you know what? One of these Sundays, just one of these Sundays, Pittsburgh's just going to say, this is enough. And it was really last year at Pittsburgh that they said enough because they did everything but win that game. Because there was the Jesse James controversy at the goal line, first and goal from the 10. And you didn't think it was a catch. I just thought it was a catch. I thought he rolled into the end zone, and I thought that was it. I thought Pittsburgh had finally broken through. And then it gets down to third and goal from the 7, and you know the rest of the story. Ben's sniping back at the sideline, and they're not on the same page, and he throws one of the ugliest, dumbest interceptions you'll ever see. Yep. So, again, it was that close to this ending last year.
Right.
And so you know all the numbers. Tom Brady's 11-2 against Pittsburgh lifetime, and he's 6-2 overall in Pittsburgh, 2-0 in the playoffs. And he's 30 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. And I believe that part of the equation is going to continue on Sunday.
Yes.
I think Tom will have a big game. I think he will put up, just as he did in the last Super Bowl, I think he's going to score 33 points. And I think Pittsburgh's going to score 35 because this defense is not very good. It's below average. And I know it's 12th overall in points allowed, but for a Belichick defense, that's just not great. Usually, you're always talking about, well, they're middle of the pack in yards allowed, but they're top 5 in points allowed. Yeah. But that's not happening right now. They're 12th in points allowed, and they're 24th in allowing opponents to convert third downs. Just watch what's going to happen. Ben's still got that guy named Antonio Brown, and he's still got Juju, and he's still got those two tight ends, Vance McDonald and Jesse James, and he's even still got my ex-guy, little Ryan Switzer. He's got weapons everywhere.
Yeah, he does.
Right?
And he's still got the ability, the propensity to turn the football over.
He does, but he's got the propensity to throw 5 touchdowns.
Oh, yeah. He can throw for 5 touchdowns, 500 yards, and he might have a big game, but he'll make the one mistake that'll end up costing the team, and that's what you get. So,
well, you're seeing decline in Tom Brady, so I'm shocked that you rip Tom Brady and say that he's over the hill and one step away from retirement. And then the next day, you're picking them hands down, no questions asked, to go win again at Pittsburgh.
Why do you do
that? Just like you can snap your fingers and go beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh.
Why do you do that?
Okay, I'm not doing anything. But you don't think the Pittsburgh Steelers still have some Steelers pride left?
Did they have it in Oakland?
No, but make the case they were looking ahead to this game because they're just sick and tired of hearing about what Tom Brady does to him every single
year.
Okay,
what about in Denver? Did they have a little of that?
Well, they had the game won, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had it won.
Exactly.
And then what happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what about San Diego? At home, up 16.
Yep.
You want me to have confidence in them.
Okay. Ben Roethlisberger did win 2 Super Bowls. I don't know how he did that, right?
When last time he won one?
Well, it's been a while, but hey, have they not traditionally hasn't this been a top 5 offense year after year?
Yeah, I mean, like you tell me about Aaron Rodgers, it's been almost 10 years, right? Been almost 10 years, huh, Skip?
Well, okay.
You don't like that. I mean, the guy don't win a Super Bowl every other year, he terrible.
I don't like Bill Belichick's defense.
You know what? No, you don't like Coach.
Just go ahead and say it.
You don't like Coach Belichick.
No,
the greatest coach.
I don't like what he tried to trade Tom, I know, tried to cut Tom Brady.
Greatest coach.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Greatest coach.
He's not Bill Walsh is. It's
Bill,
not even close.
Stop it.
Not even close. No. Bill Walsh coached both sides of the football.
Yeah.
Genius on offense, genius
That's
on defense.
That's what Coach Belichick does.
Yeah.
That's what Tom Brady said.
Hmm.
So all I know is that Joe Montana won the Super Bowl, scored the most points in Super Bowl history without Bill Walsh. And that's no disrespect. Bill Walsh is a great mind.
Who established the whole system? Who picked all those players?
Well, who said
Bill Walsh did.
Who do you
all
think,
of them.
Who do you think picking all them players in New England? Yeah. Who saw something in a bad body, terrible 40 running quarterback?
I think he saw nothing.
He saw.
It was an afterthought. It was the sixth round.
Hold on, Skip.
If he loved him, he would have taken him in the second round.
Okay, why didn't he
late
cut
in
him?
The first
why
round?
Didn't he cut him? He kept him on the roster, although he never played a snap. So why? He saw something.
Because Charlie Weiss sat right here and said, we knew from the first practice there was something special about that kid.
Who is we?
The whole staff.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter what the staff. Yeah. It only matters what BB, the one that had the cutoff sleeves with BB on his chest. Mm. It only matters what he thinks. Mm. And he said, you know what? I got me a diamond in the rough.
Yeah, and then he thought Tom Brady was washed up and he wanted him out. He did not want him here this year.
You're a genius.
Tom Brady made him eat it last year by winning the MVP and putting up 33 in the Super Bowl and 500.
And Jenny, where did he come to my restaurant? Did I open it up for one night only?
He did.
He should have opened it up because he just set an all-time playoff record of any playoff game ever, 500.
I laid out that Moet. I laid out that good stuff for him. Yeah. I wanted him to be festive.
That's why nobody ate at your restaurant that night because Tom Brady wasn't there.
Yeah, he came. Yeah. Oh, he came. I laid it out for him, too.
Did you?
But see, Skip,
you made him eat out in the alley.
Why you try to minimize Coach Belichick's impact on this thing? Mm. Coach Belichick is a genius. Mm. And you know what makes geniuses so unique? Is that they see things that no one else sees.
Yeah.
And they hit the target.
Yeah. I'm going to put Rob Gronkowski in for a Hail Mary that wasn't going to happen.
I'm going to take this guy as a six-round draft pick out of Michigan who couldn't beat out Brian Greasy, who couldn't beat out Drew Henson.
Hey, I watched
it. Whoa.
Go, wait. Go look at the tape of the Orange Bowl that year against Alabama. It wasn't Nick's Alabama, but go look at what Tom Brady did to Alabama in the Orange Bowl. Go look.
Time out.
Yep.
Coach Belichick saw something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just like Coach Reed saw something in a skinny kid from Savannah State.
Mm-hmm.
Say that, you know what, that boy there?
Yeah.
That fella there.
If he really thought that, he would have taken you in the second round.
No!
Yeah.
Nah, let's get what? I mean, look here. Why would I pay $25 million for a condo if I can get it for two?
Mm.
Jenny, does that make any sense to you? Of course not.
But if you think that condo is worth $25 million, you better at least take it in the third round.
Not if I can get it.
Somebody else out there is going to be smart enough to take it.
It's a little risky.
What is life without
Well, to add to your point, for Bill Belichick, a playoff berth would be his 17th. That places him third all time.
17, Skip Baylor.
Completely a product of the quarterback.
No, yeah, you're right.
Well,
the quarterback is completely a product of Coach Belichick.
What was Coach Belichick's record as a head coach before Tom Brady fell out of the sky into his
There are a lot of people
that
had bad
there was that one record to bring up.
No mercy.
Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are considered by most people to be two of the best QBs in the game. One big difference between the two, Brady has been with Bill Belichick his entire career, unlike Rodgers. Former Cowboy great Darren Woodson said Rodgers wouldn't be able to deal with Belichick for that long without, quote, his ego popping up, unlike Brady, who feels it's not about himself. Woodson added, when the Patriots played the Green Bay Packers, people were saying that if Aaron Rodgers played for Bill Belichick, he'd have 5, 6, 7 Super Bowl rings. There's something to be said about the mental toughness. Physically, yeah, there's better quarterbacks in this league than Tom Brady. Physically, that can make the throws off platform, throw the ball 100 miles, and probably more accurate. But the mental toughness that he plays with, that's where he separates himself from everyone. We are joined by Rob Parker, but first, Skip.
Yeah, Skip, you got to start this because I just threw up in my mouth.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I threw up in the trash.
Let you gather yourself. Yep. That quote was pretty heavy. Skip, what'd you make of it?
I appreciate my friend Darren Woodson for having the guts to say this. And by the way, Darren Woodson was one of the smartest defensive players I was ever around. I know we have Rod Woodson on the show, but Darren was right there with Rod as a safety who ran some really good defenses for what should have been the dynastic 90s Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. And he is in the Cowboy Ring of Honor. Thank you, Darren, for having the courage to say what I have said for years on this show to you two, because I will give you this. Aaron Rodgers with Bill Belichick, just hypothetically, would have won one Super Bowl because we know Aaron won one with Mike McCarthy, right?
Right.
And then it would have all gone straight to hell because Aaron Rodgers would have gotten full of himself because he's got nothing but diva in him. And he would have started saying to Bill Belichick, you can't talk to me that way. You can't talk to my teammates that way. You can't start taking the ball out of my hands, as we have repeatedly seen Belichick say, I think we're going to run the ball tonight in the one classic game 2015 down in Miami. I think we're going to run it the whole first half, Tom, and you get to throw five passes. And then what happened? We're in trouble here. You got to throw it in the second half. And Tom got the you-know-what kicked out of him in the second half by Ndamukong Suh and Olivier Vernon and all those pass rushers. So the point is that Aaron Rodgers, as Darren said, he would get his ego up because Belichick is hard to stomach. And another quote that we didn't read there, that Jenny didn't read, was he called Tom, what makes him most special is his capacity for handling Belichick. And he's done it for these many years where it's gone on and on and on to the point that he finally had to put his foot down when Belichick wanted to push him out the back door and go forward this year.
So his ego did get involved at one point in time.
No, I mean, that's just self-protection.
Yeah, that's ego. It's called ego.
No, that's called self-preservation. What are you going to do? After you've won five Super Bowls for a franchise, you're going to let that guy push you out the back door? Again,
there are 31 other teams.
It's about credit, and Belichick always got more credit than Tom Brady over the years because Tom allowed it. Tom swallowed his ego. Tom sacrificed his ego for Bill Belichick and let him run the show to the point that all the new teammates that kept coming through the revolving door of Bill Belichick, year after year, Tom Brady would say, this is the way we do it here. Follow my lead. Shut your mouth. Swallow your pride and listen to him and do it his way. He set the tone in the locker room so that Belichick could operate however he wanted to operate. And Tom Brady was so good at playing quarterback that he camouflaged all the poor moves that Belichick made. He could run one receiver in and out the door after another, and it just didn't matter because they kept winning because of number 12. So Aaron Rodgers would have flipped out. After one Super Bowl, I'll give you that, because Belichick is obviously a very good coach, and Aaron Rodgers is a very good quarterback.
Stop it. Great.
But period, end of story, one. Don't give me six or seven, because he just wouldn't be able to stomach Bill Belichick.
This is where I think most of this stuff that's come out this year about Aaron Rodgers is bogus. And I'm talking about across the board. It's always they can't dispute his arm, his stats, quarterback rating, all-time leading quarterback rating, touchdown to interception ratio, he's the best. All those things they can't dispute. So now, because he's had an off year for Aaron Rodgers and because his team is bad this year.
And his coach got fired.
You know what they say? So now they're looking at, they're going to tell me about stuff that you can't measure, that you really can't measure. It's somebody's opinion. Oh, that guy's tougher than somebody. How many times you hear Shannon and Skip, you know what I'm saying? A guy's not really putting up the right numbers, but, oh, what he does on the court or field, you can't really measure.
Right.
You don't see in the box score.
Yeah.
They say that about people that they really like. And if it's somebody else who they don't like,
absolutely,
it's strictly about the numbers. And that's what this is about Aaron Rodgers. This assassination of the greatest throw of the football I've ever seen, we've ever seen, and to think that he couldn't go to New England. He was with Mike McCarthy, who took the ball out of his hands. Shannon, how many games did you watch where they're running, you're saying, you got the best quarterback in the league.
I must have missed those games.
You didn't miss those games. You weren't watching closely. But to say that he couldn't win with Bill Belichick and those defenses that helped Tom Brady didn't score, let teams score in the second half or the fourth quarter, all those games, you don't think? Aaron Rodgers played three playoff games where his team gave up 45 points or more in the postseason.
What?
How are you supposed to win? And you call me, you say that's toughness, and he wouldn't be able to win with Bill Belichick?
Mm-mm.
That's nonsense. It's total bogus. Mm. It's totally bogus. Aaron Rodgers would have won even more Super Bowls with Bill Belichick than Tom Brady lucked himself into.
That is just laughable.
I disagree with Woody. And I think here's the reasons why. I think what helped Tom Brady is that Tom Brady, his first coach was Coach Belichick. Mm. It's a lot easier. I can relate to this. My first NFL head coach was old school Skip. You know him. Dan Reeves.
Real well.
Anybody that coached me after Dan Reeves, after the long three-hour practices that we had shoulder pads on Friday. So anybody that came after him was going to be icing, was going to be a piece of cake. Tom Brady could not have an ego. He was a sixth-round draft pick. 6-round draft picks with the ego get shown the door. Mm-hmm. 1st-round draft picks know they're going to be there for the period of time. So this is why I disagree with Woody. Had Bill Belichick got Aaron Rodgers, and that was his first coach. Now, granted, maybe it would be a little more difficult now because Aaron is setting his ways, Coach Belichick setting his ways. Mm-hmm. But you get to mold someone when you get them first. That's why I say you never let a player set bad habits. Because if you let him set bad habits, as a youngster, he gets good, ain't no turning back. Remember I told you about Odell Skip? Mm-hmm. You can't let him have bad habits. You let him have bad habits, mm-hmm. okay. You're going to catch hell when he gets older and gets better.
Yeah.
Skip, look, we've seen Tom Brady do some of the same things that Aaron Rodgers does. Show a player up, get into a – now, I've never seen Aaron Rodgers get into a screaming match with his head coach. We've seen Tom Brady do it with two different offensive coordinators.
Not head coach.
Not head coach.
Josh McDaniels. No,
you know, you know he can't get into it with Cole Belichick. Hoodie –
he's got the authority to
do it. No, he does not.
Weight. He's got the cachet.
So what about mental toughness when a coach wants to do what he thinks is the best interest of the team, but you don't agree with it, so you'll go above his head. So where's the mental toughness? Aren't you mentally tough enough to say, you know what? I'm more than Bill Belichick. I'm more than the New England Patriots. I'll take my show on the road.
No, he is the New England Patriots, and he knows it. He finally said, okay, that's enough.
That's the first time
in 18 years he put his foot down and said, no, I'm not going to let him get away with this.
There's a lot of guys up in Sing Sing. There's a lot of guys in Rikers up there for the first time thing.
And guess what he did? Did he not stick it to Bill Belichick? He went on to win the NFL MVP after the trade deadline last year. He threw for the all-time playoff record, 505 in the Super Bowl. That's outrageously great.
Guess what? Guess what Peyton Manning did? Didn't he stick it to Jim Irsay? He went and won an MVP. Okay. He went and won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But you move on. You make decisions, not based on what the guy's done, on what you think he will do. Yeah. Coach Belichick has a his job, his loyalty is not just to Tom Brady.
Bill Belichick is a product of Tom Brady, and Bob Kraft knows that, and you know that.
But Tom Brady wouldn't be the first quarterback not to finish his career. All these great – this is the league, Skip. Everybody. Joe Montana, 4-0 in Super Bowls. They showed him the door. 11 touchdowns, no picks. They said, thank you very much. We got a young guy here. Steve Young's going to be the quarterback. They moved on. It's been done to everybody.
Okay, but Joe Montana was starting to show some signs of erosion of skills. But he did go to Kansas City. He was very good.
He went to the AFC Championship game.
He wasn't great, but he was very good. Tom Brady came back and won the MVP of the league.
Well, that was by default last week.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It was, Skip.
Carson Wentz was going to win the MVP.
He was extraordinary. And then his coach sabotaged him in the Super Bowl by not playing Malcolm Butler. Am I right?
No.
You sabotaged. And, Skip, you say last year, Carson Wentz had more touchdowns and less interceptions in two and a half fewer games.
What did you see from Carson Wentz? He got exposed this year.
Skip, the man
was
hurt.
He's just not that good.
He's hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt.
Yeah, he is hurt.
Quote, unquote. Yeah.
You know what? You did.
So, you know what? Bottom line, Aaron Rodgers.
How did Tom Brady look at Skip?
Time out. Aaron Rodgers, blame deflecting finger pointer, and we've heard it from everybody, including our very own Greg Jennings, who caught a Super Bowl touchdown pass from Aaron Rodgers. That's who he is. He's got diva in him, and diva does not work with Bill Belichick.
I think Bill Belichick would look at his skill and say, this dude is off the chart. I can win with him, and he would work with
Bill
Aaron
Belichick
Rodgers.
Wins with cogs in the system. That's what he does.
Do you remember what Tom Brady looked like the year after he had ACL surgery, Skip? Mm-hmm. Remember, Joe Flacco, a rookie, and Ray Rice ran him off the playoff field.
I told you that yesterday. I brought it up.
Well, then you talk about Carson Wentz and how he looked.
Okay, but you're saying that Tom Brady is losing it now. Why didn't you say he was losing it then?
I didn't say that. He wasn't 41, Skip. Mm. That was 7 years ago.
Hey, but before we go, I got something for you guys.
What you got?
You saw what I walked in with today, right? I had on the Jordan Concord.
You got the Concord.
Okay. Yes.
Did somebody give those to you?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Going on?
You got a pair.
What?
Yes. Skip, you got a pair of the Concord.
Well, this isn't from you. This is from Nike.
It's from my buddy Roland, a friend of mine, Roland from Palmdale. He's a big fan of the show, and he wanted to make sure that you guys got these for the holidays.
Does he work for Nike?
No.
Oh, okay.
He just bought them.
Oh,
why didn't he get a pair? Oh, Hood Jenny. Yo, you know Hood Jenny.
This is what he gave me. I'm sorry, Jenny.
I mean,
Roland. Okay. He loves the show. Roland from Palm.
Roland.
Yeah.
Can I borrow yours?
Well, we go.
See, Jenny, you can wear those.
Yeah, we're going to get Jenny a pair.
All right.
All right, I'm not feeling left out at all, but Rob, thanks for Jenny, coming. And Jenny, we'll see if I invite you back.
Oh, Jenny?
We'll see. No mercy.
Hey guys, Jenny Taft here. More of the Undisputed podcast is on the way, but first, a quick word from one of our sponsors. UFC featherweight Brian Ortega loves the fight, loves the strategy, and you know what else he loves? Toyo tires. Because, like Ortega, Toyo tires are as tough as they come, and they are the official tire of the UFC. There's a lot to love about Toyo tires. Aggressive design, proven on and off-road capabilities, tires for any weather, and the toughness to back it all up. We all know there's nothing worse than being stranded on the side of the road with a faulty tire. There's a confidence that comes with tough tires. So no matter what you're driving, no matter where you're driving, you can count on Toyo tires. Tough people love tough tires. If you're tough, these are the tires for you. Toyo tires. So the next time you need tires, ask for Toyo, the official tire of the UFC. Learn more at toyotires.com/UFC. Now, back to the show. No mercy.
James Harden had a monster game last night, finishing with a 50-point triple-double, and the struggling Rockets beat the Lakers by 15. LeBron finished with 29 points, but it wasn't nearly enough. He only had 2 points on 2 shot attempts in the fourth quarter. We're joined by FS1 NBA analyst Stephen Jackson. Stephen, what grade would you give LeBron for his performance last night?
Just like I give him every other night, an A. He do his job. I mean, every year we always talk. Did you just give him an A?
That was your hardest stat.
He does his job. He was shot 11 for 18. He didn't shoot bad.
12 of 18.
12 of 18. He had a great game. He does his job. He can't do it by himself. This is the same conversation we had last year when we were in Cleveland about LeBron. What do you give him a grade? Well, he does his job. It's always his supporting cast. Huh. We know he doesn't have the supporting cast that he's had in the future, but his game stays the same. He plays every night. The question is him. It's always the team around him.
Mm. Yeah, you heard that. You heard what he said.
I heard it.
But you know what?
I'm not swallowing it, but I heard it.
Unlike Stacks, I can't give him an A. I'm going to give him a C.
Wow.
I thought he was.
We're not going to have an earthquake today?
No.
Okay.
All right. Opened the show, it was early in the show. He was as objective about LeBron's game last night as he's ever been about any LeBron game.
Stacks, the reason why, because I thought he was, for three quarters, I thought he was great. 9 points in the first, 9 points in the second, 9 points in the third. He was 11 of 16, 27 points, only had 2 turnovers. But in the fourth quarter, when they needed him, when James Harden was starting to get it going, I needed him to match James Harden's ferocity. He only had 2 shot attempts.
Oh,
that's not good enough.
Now you see what we talk about, that killer mentality that Jordan and Kobe had.
Uh-huh.
He don't have that sometimes. This is exactly what we're talking about. Take that challenge with James Harden. Yeah. You take that challenge.
I also thought Luke left him on the bench too long. Hmm. When you start to see the game, and granted, now when he came back in, Skip, they were only down 4 points.
Right.
But there are some things that I saw. 5 rebounds not enough when you're getting crushed on the offensive glass. The assist total. Assists, they come and go because it's a make or miss league. Mm-hmm. You can put guys in great situations, but if they don't finish the play, but I thought he should have said, you know what, James, okay. Is that what you want to make this? You want to make this a one-on-one battle? Okay, well, come catch this. Instead of, I thought he settled. James Harden is going to get calls that no one else is going to get, be it on the step back, pull up three, or driving the basketball. Mm-hmm. And I just think LeBron should have took that challenge upon himself to say, okay, we're going to turn this into a one-on. Yeah, I understand it's the Lakers and the Rockets, but it's basically now it's mano a mano. Mm-hmm. It's me versus you. And I didn't see that. But 2 shot attempts in the fourth quarter, that's not nearly enough.
No.
Hmm. Changing your grade?
No.
No?
He still played great.
So I'm going to be generous here. I'm going to give LeBron a D+. And I'm going to give him the plus.
You got to curve this out.
I know. I'm going to give him the plus because of what Stephen just said. He made 12 out of 18 shots. He made 3 out of 6 three-point shots. And he scored 29 points. So that's the plus. The rest of it, D, is for just dreadful energy effort. He hit the wall last night, and I don't get it. You got to explain. Was he ill? I don't know.
No, I told you we don't make excuses.
Well, I don't know because He ran out of gas in the fourth quarter. Is he having to do too much to carry the kids and the cast-offs? Maybe. But the other issue I have, They did not like the way the game was being refereed, but it's refereed the same way every night that James Harden and Chris Paul play. They get away with near murder every night because they're wily and they're highly skilled. They're almost artists at drawing fouls, especially James. And the refs are just going to give him that up and under call on the three-point shot.
Every
they're just going to give it to him. So LeBron got so upset in the third quarter that he showed up the referees by playing D with his hands clasped behind his back. You cannot do that to NBA referees because they're going to get even with you at some point later in the game. And they got even with 4 minutes left when it was still just a three-point game. And can we see the Josh Hart play? It's just, you know, we're seeing LeBron.
Terrible call.
But it's just horrible. Yeah. It's just like you can't give James this. Give him a lot, but don't give him that one. Josh Hart's got his hand sideways. He doesn't even try to bother the shot. He didn't reach. He didn't. Yes. He did nothing.
That's
right.
Bad. That's bad.
Okay. That's terrible. And that effectively broke the game open because James marches right to the free throw line and goes swish, swish, swish.
Yep.
Now it's a 6-point game. Then he comes down, hits a big bomb, and then he comes down, hits a step back two, and all of a sudden you're buried.
Right.
You're,
yeah.
You're
well,
blown
well,
off
it was
the
a
floor.
3-point game.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden it's an 11-point game.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But because it is kids and a lot of cast-offs, LeBron can't set that tone because you just can't give in to it. You can't say to your team, oh, let's all play with our hands behind our backs because you just have to play through it. You know he's going to get those calls, but you're better than that because you're a better player than he is. To me, all around, you're better. And both of us picked the game at the end of the show yesterday, and we thought the Los Angeles Lakers could go in there and beat them because they'd lost 7 of their last 10 games.
Yes.
They were losing to Detroit and Cleveland, and they lost to Dallas twice. Mm-hmm. Well, come on. You're better than this. And the King got out-kinged in the fourth quarter, 17-2 by James Harden. And to your point, LeBron is without energy, and I don't know if he told Luke, I'm just out of gas, because he sits for half the fourth quarter of a close game. Mm-hmm. It's nip-tucked the whole fourth quarter. So he comes in with 6 minutes left, and then we just got to show this one more time, but this is Daniel House Jr., undrafted out of Texas A&M, bounced around to the Wizards and the Suns. And can we see this play? Watch this dunk. LeBron, you got to contest a little bit. He's got one foul at that point. Contest it. Don't Olay it. He just Olayed him.
You don't Olay it.
You know, this man, back in the day.
They don't foul like that no more.
But it's not about being fouled. Perfect example. If it's a pick and roll, you throw a lob. You ain't got to foul the guy. But don't let him catch the lob. Hit his arm. Yeah. It's not that's not a bad foul. Huh.
But you have to put up some kind of fight. There,
exactly.
Right? Just some kind of fight. I don't know. You don't have to clothesline him. You don't have. You
All
just
I
have
know,
to
I'm
contest.
Done. That skank missed triple dub. She showed up for James Harden.
Yeah.
That's LeBron. That's LeBron. LeBron was supposed to get a triple dub.
Yeah.
And she showed 50-point triple dub for James Harden. He got probably more of those than anybody else, than everybody else in NBA history combined.
Yep.
But they can't look. James Harden is as good at getting to the rim.
You can't beat him, though, when he getting those calls.
No.
Those calls
no
he got last night,
no.
A lot of them were bad. And when he's getting those calls like that, it's hard to defend him. And that takes the energy from your team. And the referee's got to get a hold of that because a lot of those weren't fouls.
Okay. The Rockets shot 32 free throw attempts. The Lakers shot 27. Mm-hmm. That's not a huge disparity.
Not at all.
But one team missed 12 free throws. The other team missed 5.
And then a lot of their fouls were 3-point attempts.
Yes.
So that hurts.
So I'm like, okay. You granted, some of the calls were bogus. But how about you make most of your free throws? Mm-hmm. And I say, this is why I don't feel the Lakers will maximize their potential of what they could be this year. They turn the ball over, and they shoot too poorly at the free throw line.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Stacks, when you go on the road, if you turn it over, and they didn't have a whole lot of turnovers. They only turned the ball over 12 times.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, Skip, it was a 3-point game, turnover 6-point game, turnover 9-point game, turnover 11-point game. And so what was a close game is over. Now they foul you, and you can't make up any ground when the clock is stopped because you doinking. I'm like, is the basketball when the Lakers shoot made of cement? Because they show clinking these balls up here.
And they get some good looks, too, now.
And hold on, Skip Bayless. I noticed you ain't said nothing lately about your guy.
Wait, we're talking about LeBron here.
Is
that the topic?
You know what?
Okay, we're talking about LeBron James. And let me finish this by saying, one superstar went to the free throw line 19 times and made 18. Is that good? That's really good.
That's awesome.
The other superstar went to the line only 6 times and made 2 out of 6. Not good. That superstar named LeBron James is now making 69% for the season. That's not good
enough.
That's bad. Not.
But you know what, Skip? Forget the 69%. Only 6 free throw attempts, so that's telling you he's not putting the ball
to
the rim.
Right.
Get to the rim. going to the rim with them bowls. Throw them bowls. I'm going to the rim just like this here.
But we know what Houston did last night, too. When LeBron had the ball, everybody set. Everybody shifted. They didn't clog the paint up on James. They let James drive and do whatever he wants. So you can't do that against the best scorer in the league.
You cannot. So, I honor the 29 points. That works for me. But 5 rebounds and 4 assists does not work for me, especially the 5 rebounds. That's just energy and effort.
That's effort.
You're better than that. You're 6'9". They got annihilated on the backboards.
Yeah.
You can set the tone.
Yeah.
Right.
That, like I said, the assist total, that comes and goes whether or not guys are making shots.
Right.
Rebounding got no dude to other guys. That's you.
Yep. And he can get 10 of
them. Yeah, he can get easy. Easy.
Especially if James can do it, you for sure can get 10.
He got it.
They got crushed on the. I mean, come on. I need more rebounding from you, JaVale. I need more than 5.
Oh, yeah.
Come on,
JaVale.
I need more. I mean, you give me part, and I ain't question you ever, because I know he's gonna play hard every night. That's one thing I can say about JaVale. He's gonna play hard. But I need a little bit more from my point guard, too, Skip.
30 minutes, but you play 30 minutes, you got to get 10 rebounds.
Next up for the Lakers, they continue the road trip in Charlotte tomorrow.
Oh, we got something for you, Kimba.
Saturday, they'll face Michael Jordan and the Hornets.
Yeah.
Talk a bit more about
LeBron
him later.
With LeBron dropping 50-piece on him, guess what's going to do, Skip?
Yep.
I'm the goat. Yeah, I'm the goat.
Oh, boy. I have a feeling he'll show up for that one. Steven, thank you for joining us.
No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Keep an eye out for the weekend edition of the podcast tomorrow morning, featuring this week's best segments. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Facts, sports, one of one.